Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this or not, but Tori's been talking about...
No.
I can't talk about those.
Well...
You're shopping.
Trouble,
you're shopping.
You're going to get her in trouble with her husband.
Am I?
He listens to the show.
I'm not supposed to talk about the boots.
Look at you smiling.
What?
Talk about it. Because he needs to know how she's wasting money.
She's saving money. I heard her. She's saving $75.
It's like when mom has, I got $40 Kohl's cash. I got to go buy something. I said, so you're going to spend $70 to save $40. So really, you don't even need what you're buying.
I saved $737 at Kohl's this week.
You spent $1,500.
I have ways to get a discount on anything.
Well, now you tell me. I already put the order in.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Wow. This timing stinks.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. Do you think he's really got a way for you to get a discount on those boots?
You're so negative.
I don't believe you have the info.
Here's the thing. You know what? So you've been asking the past couple of days, been debate or figuring out if you're going to buy these or not.
That's
so
right.
Okay.
I did what my mama taught me. Mm-hmm. If you really want something.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if you still want it, go back and get it. Well, it's been 2 days.
Yeah. All right.
And
I
still want it.
Okay, good.
So I bought them.
Okay.
And you got a discount.
I did.
Okay,
thank
so
you, Tom.
Here's the thing. If you want to get a discount on anything, that applies to in-store and online as well. Some of these are specifically in-store, though. Find the store manager, they say, if you want a discount. Whether you're shopping for shoes, boots, electronics, your golden path to discount nirvana usually starts with the person in charge. And store managers have the power to instantly discount merchandise up to 15%.
You can barely find an employee these
days.
That's
true, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, ask the right questions. Is this the best price that you can offer me? The only cost... it's only going to cost you like a disappointing walk to the car and not a discount. So it might be embarrassing for some people. I don't think, Tom, you don't like to ask that kind of question, do you?
It depends on where you're at. If I'm in a flea market, I'm going to try to get my best deal. But if I'm at Dillard's, I don't think they're going to mark most stuff down any more than it's already marked down.
And I even feel awkward if there's something wrong with it to be like, there's, you know, a stain on this or whatever. Can you mark it down a little bit?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. If there's something wrong, I'd be like, hey, the button's missing off this. Can I get a discount?
That's one of the tricks and one of the secrets. They say find a flaw with something that you're buying and then point to it and say, hey, this is kind of broken.
So if you see a shirt you like, pull the button off.
But save it.
Okay, yeah,
I got sew it back on.
That's unethical. You don't want to do that one. But do try to find a flaw somewhere. Especially in a floor model. You know, a lot of times you're like, they don't have another one on the shelf. So you're like, can I take the floor model? That'll save you a dime or two.
I do that with clothes all the time. This is a floor model.
Yeah.
It's hanging out here.
All right. So offer to pay cash.
Yep.
Because the credit card, the transaction fees can range from 2 to 8%.
You know where a good place to do that is?
What?
Places like dentists and doctors and places.
Really?
Yeah, because they will sit there and go, okay, it's going to cost me this much in credit card transactions. I will give you a discount.
That's
to get
good.
They'll get the cash faster, too.
And a lot of businesses are charging the customer for those,
right,
those credit card transactions.
Have you noticed lately with restaurants and some, like, you know, ice cream stores and stuff, like, oh, you're paying cash. You get a cash discount.
That's what it said.
That's the way it should be. I don't think they should charge credit card users extra. They should just build that into the price and then give the cash user a discount.
There you go.
Okay. Shop the less busy hours, they say. So, like, this is from Consumer Reports. A Siri shopper should learn the time that their haggle can actually take effect. Evening and early hours, when stores are usually less busy, clerk has more time to talk and negotiate. And also late in the month when they're trying to hit a quota is another time to try to negotiate.
Now, what about online shopping?
Okay.
Yeah, none of this has helped.
Click to comparison shopping, they say. Like online, do any kind of comparison shopping. Look online before you go buy anything.
Well, everyone does that.
If you don't need that.
You always check more than one place.
You know what I've learned? If you're looking for something on Amazon, go on Google first and type in exactly what you're looking for, and it will usually show you a ton of places.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can even get it cheaper.
Yeah. And they say that the web deals and deep discounts happen online.
Not for these boots.
Okay. The pricing don't usually offer the in-store shoppers because they have to put it in the store and they have to put it on the shelf, and so it costs a little bit more. So online shopping, always a good way to go. And use the secret online coupons if you can find any.
Well, good God. I mean, RetailMeNot is a whole site dedicated to that.
And I tried. They didn't have anything for them.
RetailMeNot has not gotten much anymore.
You're right. And actually, I signed up for some sort of like, just sign up for this, whatever. We'll send you a welcome coupon. And I tried to put that with the discount I already had, and it knocked the bigger discount out.
Yeah, it won't let you use more than one at a time.
Which is just disrespectful.
Yeah. I look at those websites, those coupon websites, and you never can find any that match up with what you're trying to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's a scam going on because you got to watch about 3 ads to get the coupon.
Yeah. They used to work, but now they don't.
Okay. And then here's another way to save some money while you're shopping. Shop out of season. So if you're looking for certain kind of clothes or something, whatever, just shop out of season. They're usually cheaper then. So, Tori, might want to wait till summer. You know, you got your bathing suit and your boots on.
I like that. I don't even have to shave my legs if I do that.
Oh, okay. That's the one way to cover it up. Like a swimming pool in those brand new boots. Are they knee-high boots?
I was going to say, how tall are these boots?
They must be thigh-high.
They're like fishing waders.
Not for that price.
Well, please, do us a favor when you do get them, post online. We'd like to see them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come in and do a fashion show.
Yeah.
With my little boots.
It's harder to hide it from John, though.
I know. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a lot of things out there that we think are unhealthy, and we may have been told wrong.
Hmm.
And, you know, this happens a lot. For a while, they told us, like, bran muffins were going to save your heart. Then they said, oh, no, bran muffins are unhealthy. And then they came back and said, they might be okay. After all, eggs went through this.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs were supposed to be horrible with cholesterol. And then now they're like, oh, they're the best protein that possibly exists.
Smoking's bad for you. They always say that.
Okay, Cato, that one might have been true.
Yeah, not so.
But I do have a list of things that are actually healthy, even though a lot of people think they're not. And you're going to be surprised at some of these.
I'm ready to be healthy then.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, they say one thing is people think you're lazy when you take breaks and take naps. But actually, it's not lazy. It's a great reset. Midday naps can be revitalizing and energizing as long as you don't take too long of one.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, what is too long of one?
Like, well, when you wake up and you feel more tired than when you started, that's too long of a nap.
So you're saying a 2-hour nap's too long?
Probably. For most people, probably something under an hour. A 30-minute to 45-minute nap can be very revitalizing.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. Vegetables that are frozen.
Mm-hmm.
People think frozen vegetables aren't good for you.
Yeah.
The truth is they are frozen within hours of being picked, which locks in their nutrients and can be very good for you.
And actually, they're saying now frozen blueberries are better for you than fresh.
Okay, really? I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take your word for it because it sounds good.
How about that true fruit? Have you seen that? It's like the freeze-dried fruit that has the chocolate wrapped around it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure if it has chocolate wrapped around it, it's not good for you.
Dang.
Hold on, dark chocolate. there are some benefits
That's
to
true.
It.
Okay.
They say MSG gets a bad rap. It's basically just another form of salt, a natural flavor, and an umami enhancer. Umami is supposedly the, I think, you know, you got sweet, sour, bitter, and salty, and then umami is supposed to be some other flavor.
I like edamame.
Okay.
But you know what? It annoys me when I'm with somebody and they're like, oh, it has MSG in it.
Right.
I'm like, shut up. You don't even know what the taste like. Just
and you don't know
it.
What it is.
No.
Okay.
I thought MSG was MGK's brother.
I thought it was messages may apply.
Okay. So salt is another one that's demonized. And salt is actually fine if you're cooking at home where you control the amount and know you aren't getting... Right. pummeled with huge amounts. Salt is actually something you need to survive in the proper amounts.
But there's nothing worse than when you take a bite of something and you just get hit with the salt and you're like, yeah. I'm going to bloat after this.
Yeah, I like that extra large salt that you get sometimes.
Are you talking about the pieces that are big?
The sea salt, yeah, that comes on the pretzels. I'm like, that's the kind of salt I want on my eggs, too.
Like kosher salt.
The big lumps, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Himalayan salt, too. Oh, yeah.
You mentioned eggs. That's another one. A lot of people still act like eating eggs is a daily cholesterol bomb, but they are super nutrient dense, and the cholesterol is already being questioned as to whether it's as bad for you or whether you get as much from the eggs as they thought. Carbs in general, people demonize them, but the right carbs for whole grains and fruits are literally fuel for your brain. So carbs aren't necessarily bad. It's just some carbs. Potatoes get a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because they're usually prepared with a lot of oil and butter, fried or processed into chips. But if you roast, bake, air fry, or boil them, they're possibly the healthiest starchy carb you can eat.
Okay, so I boil my mashed potatoes before I mash them up.
I would be okay.
Okay, and then I put a lot of sour cream, butter in there, and salt.
Okay, that's the part that said it's not okay.
Some bacon bits over on the top. Yeah, some cheese.
All right, hamburgers.
Yeah.
The unhealthiest part of a hamburger is the bun and sometimes the condiments.
Yep.
But actually eating the lettuce, tomato, the meat, the ketchup, the mustard, those are all fine.
Actually, ketchup's probably not. When I was on my diet, the only condiment I ate was mustard.
Ketchup has a little too much sugar in it, but otherwise, it's still a lot of tomato.
Oh, I gotta have it.
I've had friends, though, that order a hamburger at like a fast food restaurant without the meat on it. I'm like, what is that?
It's bad for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst way to get one.
It's like lettuce, cheese, and, you know.
So it's just a sandwich.
Tomato. It's like a veggie sandwich. I'm like, why did you order it that way?
I wouldn't hang out with that person.
I wouldn't say I have friends that do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'd say no people.
I still claim you.
Uh-huh. All right. They say video games get a bad rap. Yes, you can spend too much time playing them. For a lot of people, they play for a short time. It's a great outlet of stress, and it actually is good for them.
Hand-eye coordination. That's another reason.
Okay.
I can think of many examples that are good reasons to play.
Keep trying. Keep trying. They said also that telling people that you're mad at them or yelling at people. Sometimes they say it can be a release, and if it's for the right situation, in the right circumstance, it isn't necessarily bad.
You'll feel better.
Well,
they
yeah.
might not.
That's all right. And then someone said, I hope somebody says ice cream and donuts. And another person said, well, the good news is they are mood enhancers. They make you feel better.
For a little bit.
Right.
And then you come down hard.
But that's not really on the list.
Well, thank you for answering my text. I wrote that in.
Yo, that was the one you added.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a few things out there that people think are bad for them, and you might want to revisit that. Do a little Google search and see whether or not the thing you think is so bad really is anymore.
I'm going to go be healthy.
Yeah, don't trust Google, though. That can lie to you.
Okay, use AI.
Now, just
you can trust that.
Make it up.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to be the English teacher today, class.
I want a different substitute.
First time I'm going to pass an English class, I can tell you that.
It is National Punctuation Day, and I have a song for the class to listen to.
Exclamation points, they shout with cheer. Question marks ask what's happening here. Commas take a pause, periods they stop. Without punctuation, your sentence will flop. Happy Punctuation Day.
Hey. Hey!
Happy Punctuation Day! Hey, 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 hey. Online, it's
is a jungle and a Texan buffet. So mind your marks when you type today. Use your dots and squiggles, or else we're lost in your text.
It's important to have the correct punctuation, apparently.
Well, punctuation can kill incorrect punctuation. Like, for example, let's eat, comma, grandma, or let's eat grandma. See how important that comma is?
Yeah.
You know,
she's delicious.
That's why I like talking on the radio here. I don't have to worry about punctuation, although I do try to have, you know, make sure that I've spelled every word correctly as I'm saying it here on the show.
It's grammar that you ignore on here.
That is true. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a few leftover apostrophes and semicolons that I have not used. And so I want to make sure we clarify the ones that we are using the most. These are the most used punctuation marks from least to most important.
And based on a lot of text I get, people aren't using them anymore.
No, they're not getting used nearly as much as they used to.
You know, and I still try to do that when I'm texting somebody.
I still put stuff in quotation marks. I make sure I put the comma inside the quotation marks. And I try to do it right.
And I feel like if I don't put a period, they're going to be waiting for it to continue, and I'm done with my sentence.
Now, I have a punctuation mark that I abuse a lot, and that is the ellipsis, the three dots.
Okay.
I love to end the sentence with the three dots, like there's more coming, but not really.
Oh, wow. I see. I use it just to, like, as a comma.
I just call them three periods. I did not know it had a name.
Oh, it does. It's an ellipsis.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I will say the asterisk is not even.
That's not even a thing.
Asterisks or asterisk.
Asterisk.
Whatever it is. That didn't even make the list.
And, star?
Yeah, that little star thing. And I think that's used for, like, when you are trying to, you know, say a cuss word without putting the cuss words or the letters in there.
Oh, no, I just say the word.
It's actually used to footnote something at the bottom of the text.
Mm.
So, like, explain something.
So here it is, least to most important. Well, you want, let's go the opposite, okay? Let's go to the most important. So you know what the most important one is, right?
Period.
Period, yes, that is correct. The oxygen of the writing world, period.
Is it really?
That's what my English teacher told me. All right. Comma was next on the list. That's the one we use a lot. And it provides breaks and breaths in your sentences.
Now, when you use the comma in a series of things, do you do comma and the last thing?
That's
or do you just
Oxford
do and?
Comma.
Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to use it or are you not?
It's optional. That's according to the official rules. But it looks good, in my opinion.
I think so, too. Makes it look fancy.
Okay, the dash was next on the list.
Really?
Yeah, which surprised me.
Me too. I would put quotation mark ahead of that.
Yeah, I would too. But I thought dash and then hyphen is like the last one on the list. I thought those were kind of similar, but they say the hyphen's used to join words to indicate they have combined meaning.
Right.
And the dash is just a dash.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dash will do.
it's a food network, ain't it? All right, and then question mark was next on the list.
Huh?
What?
Apostrophe, and then quotation marks, Tom.
Hmm.
See?
I don't think I use quotation marks in a text.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get away without it, but it makes it easier to tell when you are quoting something or whenever you are emphasizing a particular word. Not so much emphasizing, but separating it out from the text.
I'd be like, oh, let me tell you what she said. I don't have to put, and I repeat, quote.
Yes.
It helps you know when you quit quoting. Mm-hmm. Like, otherwise, she might have said all the rest of the stuff.
She probably did. I know
it. And then a colon was...
It's important.
Yes, well, that's why you need to eat something healthy and celebrate punctuation today. Something good for your colon, anyway.
I think the semicolon is the least understood.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
You don't have it in front of you there?
No, I don't have it. It was not even on the list, the semicolon.
Which, is that the little winky?
That's
is that what that one is?
It's got a comma and a period on top of it.
The punctuation marks that are most important are the ones that make a smiley face.
Yeah.
That is the colon and the parentheses, right?
So my understanding of the semicolon is that it can be used where you could have made another sentence, but you choose not to.
You know what? I feel like I have let you down. Tom has been the English teacher here today and not me.
Yeah, I'm going to fail it again. I can see it coming.
And then you have the folks that actually use, like, they'll say the punctuation mark in the sentence. Like, you know what? They'll say something and end it with period. And, you know, we have a comedian talking about that.
You know, I get way too reactionary over teeny things in my life. I'd have people insert punctuation into their sentences as they're talking. You ever run into those people? Oh, my God. I don't like driving at night. Period. The sentence is over. Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. I had no idea we were ahead of this conversation. Can I try that? I'm going to pay my house. Semicolon. I like red.
He used a semicolon right there, Tom.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So I guess the conversation is over when someone says, period. You just walk away.
Well, period. A question mark often is the end of a sentence, too.
Yeah, but you have to wait for the answer,
right? Yeah, yeah. If you're walking away from someone asking you a question, that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Why did you bring this up? Question mark.
Period.
Okay. Not I don't period. Even know how to leave this conversation right now. I can push this button.
Today is September 24th, National Punctuation Day, period. Today, comma, use proper punctuation in everything you write, semicolon, letters, comma, emails, comma, and text messages, period. I'm sorry, that was supposed to be a colon after the word write because it's a syntactical descriptive. Isn't this fun? Question mark? Have a great National Punctuation Day, period. Ooh, exclamation point.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a group therapy Wednesday, and we have Josh and Cheyenne on the line. And Josh is a little surprised by all this because Cheyenne is the one who asked us to put this together. She's got something she wants to talk with Josh about, but she wanted to use our group therapy as a platform for it.
Yeah.
So, Josh, thank you for being on with us this morning.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
He doesn't sound believable when he says my pleasure. Cheyenne, you told us that you wanted to ask a question, but you were nervous about just talking about it alone with Josh. So you said, can we do it with group therapy? And we said, sure. So go ahead and let Josh know what your question is.
I feel like I need a little bit of like mediation here. I didn't really want to do this by myself. I'm like really nervous.
You sound nervous.
But
are you breaking up with me?
Oh. We promise
it's not that. No. I just.
Wow.
We've been dating for 2 years. And
yeah.
I just want to know, like, am I just a filler girlfriend? Or, like, are you just trying to kill the time? Or, like, are you getting ready to propose? Like, what's going on?
Wow. Yeah. Is there a right way to answer that question?
Well, honestly, yeah. I think the truth is what you need. You know, if it's, and I know people like this, people that have dated for a long time, and then they're surprised to find out that they were just someone fun for the time. And then, you know, sometimes maybe everything is fine and the other person's just nervous.
Well, it's like me when people called and said, hey, let's make plans this week. And I was like, well, let's wait. Because there might be something better come along.
Okay, now, Kato, that's not what he should say.
Sorry. Okay. Maybe he should answer this, not me.
You sound like you're that maybe button on Facebook where you never actually commit to anything. But,
it's true.
No, hon. No, absolutely. I'm not You're not a filler. Absolutely. No way.
Like, I get it. I'm fun and, you know, it's a good time, but like, I mean, I,
absolutely. Like, and
am I just wasting my life here? Like, I'm 30.
No, no. I mean, if I didn't see a future, then this would be over. This would have been over a long time ago, but it's definitely not over. It's been great. Everything is going great. And, I hope it continues to be great. And so
he's nervous.
I'd be nervous too. Yeah. He thought he was getting broke up with.
Well, what does the future look like? Are we talking like 2-4 carats?
Holy
cow. I'm on the Hawk and Tom show here trying to like
make sure
my relationship is safe.
Poor guy's fighting for his life.
Well, it sounds like it's good. She's just wanting to make sure everything is good.
Everything is good on my end, and I definitely see a future. I'm hoping for a future. And so that's my end, but hopefully you feel the same way.
No, everything is great on my end. I just thought you were having second thoughts, like that you were just getting ready to dump me because it's been 2 years and we haven't really moved forward. And I don't know.
Well, can I ask a question? Because I've had girlfriends, like one of my girlfriends dated this guy for 7 years.
Okay.
He never proposed.
Oh, wow. You should definitely call us after 7 years.
Why is it that sometimes it takes so long? Like, I understand wanting to make sure, but shouldn't you know at least within a year?
No, 2 years isn't unreasonable.
I like the 7.
I can see it 2 years why Cheyenne's starting to ask the question, but I don't think it's unreasonable either.
Well, look, why don't we try and do something special?
I don't know. I feel like it's been 2 years and we haven't been on a vacation together, and I'm trying to go to the Maldives.
Wow. What? What'd she say?
She's looking for the real deal. Basically, she's saying she's ready for this to get serious.
Yeah. And spend a lot of money, apparently, on the vacation.
Let's get this thing going. Well, you know, I think we've probably answered the question. And I think if we dig much deeper, it's just going to be awkward. But obviously, Josh, you know that now that she is definitely serious.
Yeah.
And wanting it to be serious. And it's up to you to decide if you're ready to be that serious. Serious or not?
I think it sounds like I need to take Cheyenne to the Maldives.
There you go.
But dude, you shouldn't feel pressured into
relationship. Yeah. That is true. You should definitely not feel pressured. But on the other hand, you should probably feel pressured.
You don't want to waste people's time,
this
though.
Well, it doesn't sound like he was. It just sounds like he may not have gotten to the same destination she was wanting to get to as quickly.
Well, how long's it take?
Well, I don't know. It's a long way to get there.
So I don't have any idea where that is on a map.
I want to go. Start with Gatlinburg.
At least gotten there. Well, and here's the thing. Josh, you mentioned that you're looking forward to this relationship going on for a long term further. We are too. Anytime you have a problem, just call us. And we'll be happy to help you guys out.
Yeah, next time around, when something comes up, just call us.
I'll definitely give you guys an update in 5 years.
We didn't mean to surprise you, brother.
But we are excited because I feel like this is a positive thing. I think maybe she's made it pretty clear she's serious, and now you seem to be somewhat serious too, and so you guys know that it's time to maybe start thinking even more serious.
I hope it's not like that situation where you see him pop up on the Jumbotron at like a sporting event and the girl's like, I do, because everybody's watching. And then afterwards, she's like, I don't.
Well, it's Josh this time.
I know,
it's
but what backwards. If he's like, yeah, no, I'm totally
no,
on the same page.
Sincere. Why are you saying that in front of him?
I don't know. Sorry.
That was more awkward.
I was panicking for her.
It actually feels good to know that we're both on the same page and we're moving in the same direction.
Good. Yeah, awesome.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to let you guys go.
Yeah, this is. I'm even feeling off.
Yeah, we're going to get out your business now, all right? It ain't for all the upstate to know what's going on there.
Oh, now that's pretty hypocritical for you to say after we just did this.
That's true.
But
yeah. But anyway, you guys just figure it out on your own. We'll leave you alone, okay?
Okay.
Right, we love you guys. Bye.
Congratulations, I think.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.